Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Seychelles Tourism creates action plan for off-peak season. The Seychelles Tourism Department organized a half-day strategic meeting with both government and private sector stakeholders on Wednesday, August 7, to formulate an action plan for the upcoming off-peak season. Held at the STC Conference Room, the half-day workshop brought together representatives from the hospitality, tourism, and transport sectors, as well as local businesses directly linked to the sector. The workshop was designed to allow for discussion and contribution from the partners, utilizing key presentations to provide an in-depth overview of anticipated market trends during the specified time frame, focusing on off-peak travel, visitor preferences, spending patterns, and emerging or potential market segments during the season. Furthermore, the meeting delved into the intricacies of the unique experiences that Seychelles can offer during the off-peak season, as well as the importance of promoting the trade to embrace special packages and promotions. Another key discussion focused on optimizing revenue during the low season by maximizing occupancy, enhancing guest experiences, and introducing innovative pricing strategies. During the event, the Principal Secretary for the Tourism Department, Mrs. Sharon Francis, outlined the strategic measures being implemented to strengthen Seychelles' tourism sector amidst current challenges. She emphasized the importance of leveraging upcoming events like the Beach Soccer World Cup and established ones like the Seychelles Nature Trail Challenge and the Seychelles Sailing Challenge to boost visitor numbers during off-peak seasons. Reflecting on recent travel trends, Mrs. Francis noted a shift towards more rational travel behaviors, with visitors seeking unique experiences and cultural immersion. She acknowledged the exceptional summer Europe has experienced, which, coupled with a host of events, has driven significant tourism traffic to the continent. Additionally, she pointed out the stiff competition Seychelles faces from other exotic destinations during this period. The tourism industry's success stands on collective effort. Just as a plant needs daily care and attention, our industry demands constant effort and collaboration. She added, a successful 2025 will mean improved bottom lines and greater prosperity for all of us. Mrs. Francis concluded by encouraging collaboration and dedication, stating, there are no shortcuts or magical formulas. Success comes from sustained collective effort. Other prominent figures who delivered presentations at the event included Mr. Chris Matome, Director of Strategic Planning, Mrs. Bernadette Willeman, Director General for Destination Marketing, and Mr. Alan Cedros, CEO of SPGA. Mr. Matome's presentation focused on analyzing visitor data to understand and optimize tourism trends in Seychelles. He provided insights into visitor preferences, highlighting key months such as January, May, June, and September, and compared them with regional competitors like Madagascar, Maldives, and Mauritius. Mr. Matome emphasized the significant role of European visitors and identified opportunities to attract more tourists from Asia, Africa, and the Americas during low seasons. He also discussed trends in occupancy rates, average daily rates, length of stay, and spending patterns, noting that Seychelles hotels generally perform better in occupancy rates compared to regional competitors. Furthermore, Mr. Matome stressed the importance of targeted marketing and strategic planning to enhance visitor distribution and overall tourism performance in Seychelles. On her side, Mrs. Willeman's presentation showcased the critical role of data in shaping the future of Seychelles' tourism industry. She highlighted the importance of using reliable data from various sources, particularly from stakeholders within the industry, to navigate low seasons and boost business for both the country and individual companies. Mrs. Willeman discussed global travel trends, noting a shift towards emerging markets such as Eastern Europe, India, and Southeast Asia, and the growing demand for luxury and experiential travel. She spoke on the need for collaboration across the tourism ecosystem and the use of targeted marketing campaigns, special packages, and events to attract visitors during off-peak seasons. Additionally, she pointed out the impact of digital technology and changing travel behaviors, particularly among younger generations, and underscored the importance of maintaining a strong digital presence. Following suit, Mr. Cedros' presentation provided an overview of the Parks and Garden Authority, a self-financing state-owned enterprise dedicated to conservation and tourism activities. Following the presentations, attendees were broken into groups to brainstorm and come up with solutions to improve the 2025 off-peak season. Most proposals by the groups highlighted the need to have more combined packages and offers, more events, festivals and cultural activities, improved infrastructure as well as packaged entries to points of interest for visitors, amongst a series of others. Following the event, Mr. Roland George, the secretary of the Seychelles Hospitality and Tourism Association, SHTA, and owner of a small self-catering establishment, expressed his appreciation for the workshop but called for greater involvement from various government sectors. He emphasized on the importance of a collaborative approach among all stakeholders, noting that the private sector is eager to drive progress, especially in light of recent challenges. Mr. George highlighted the need for better integration of tourism and hiking fees, suggesting that combining costs could benefit both businesses and guests. Despite these points, he praised the strong participation and support from the tourism department. Additionally, Mr. Peter Sinon, the founding chairperson of the Seychelles Small Hotels and Establishments Association, SSHEA, praised the event and emphasized the need for more frequent and inclusive gatherings. He commended the Ministry of Tourism for the initiative and called for ongoing improvement and consolidation of ideas into a comprehensive strategy. The proposals contributed by the participants during the workshop will be compiled into an action plan. A steering committee will be put in place to assist with coordinating the implementation, and the department will aim to provide an update on the work in the end-of-year marketing review. eTurboNews.com. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on BreakingNewsShow.com.